Hi.
Hello.
Hey, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, please allow me to ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
As far as immigration goes?
No. This is about the direction in which the country is headed.
Oh, yes. I'm satisfied as far as it goes right now, yes.
Okay. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Allow me to read them. Voting rights.
10.
Okay. Thank you. Reproductive freedom.
Do what now?
Reproductive. Yes, it's reproductive freedom.
Republican freedom?
No, reproductive.
You're saying Republican freedom, or I can't understand what are you saying? Republican
yes,
freedom?
No, reproductive.
Reproductive. What you're saying. Republican.
No, sir, it's reproductive. I'm sorry, is reproductive freedom.
Republican. I'm sorry, I misunderstand what you're saying, but voter freedom or Republican?
No, it's reproductive. Allow me to spell it for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Just a second. Okay, reproductive, that will be R. E P R O D U C T I.
Okay.
D.
Republican freedom. But I'm trying to figure out what is, as far as that goes, it does not have a bearing on what affects me per se. So Republican freedom, it doesn't really. I don't have one way or other. It does not. To me, it does not register with me. Reproductive freedom. You're saying reproductive freedom?
That's correct.
Oh, reproductive freedom. Yes. It's very important to me because, to me, man should not have to say so over a woman's what she does with her body. Reproductive freedom. That's what you're saying. Okay, yes, it has. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's very important. 10.
Thank you. Now, criminal justice reform.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Democracy.
It could go higher than 10 if you had it for 100, yes.
Now, crime and violence.
Crime and violence has went down as far as on the scale of what we're really facing. I would say that's about an 8.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is inflation and the cost of living.
That is not as high. I would say that's probably about a 6 to a 7.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
About a 7.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
10.
Abortion rights.
You said voters' rights? 10.
Abortion rights.
Abortion rights?
Correct.
10. 10.
Okay. Now, climate change.
Climate change, that's about a 9.
Yes. Okay. Healthcare.
I'd say about 8.
And migration.
Immigration?
Yes.
I say that's about a 9.
Okay. K-12 education.
K-12 education? That is a 9 also.
Yes. On a scale of 0 to 10?
I'm back.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Not a problem. Yes, K-12 education.
K-12 education, I'd say that's about 8 or 9, yeah. Now, if you said more like, if K-12 education as far as books and everything, and that's what they're trying to do about taking out of schools and some of that, that's a 10. But if you just K-12 education, that's about an 8 or 9.
Okay, thank you. Now, student loan debt.
Right now, in this climate, it's hard to say. Say that's about a 7.
Just based on your feelings.
My feeling about a 7.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time. Let's move on to the next one. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race?
African American.
Okay. Allow me to ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
63.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
The highest level of school is 3rd-year college.
Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
A 10.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I say a 10.
Okay, thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Allow me to read. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. The Republican Party.
And you say Republican Party, do you mean part of it or what fraction of it, or that's hard to determine because
this is in general.
I mean, in general, it's
yes.
The Republican Party is not just one part. It's too many parts of the Republican Party to just say.
Yeah, correct. This is based on your feelings.
That's what I'm saying. You got too many parts of the Republican Party to give definitive answer because it's too fractured.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't give an honest answer.
Yes. Just from 0 to 10.
It's still, I can't give you an honest answer because are you going to say the MAGA portion of the Republican Party? Are you going to say a different portion of the Republican Party that actually is doing something in Congress? Are you going to say a portion of the party that's actually trying to do something? It's hard to say. If you overall just say the Republican Party that's not trying to do it. You got a portion of the Republican Party in the Senate that wants to do something at the border that is shut down. I mean, it's hard to answer that question, to give an opinion.
Okay. Let's just focus on the whole Republican Party. I do understand what you're saying. But just raise your feelings toward the Republican Party.
Exactly. If I'm gonna rate my feelings, that's gonna make a negative on the whole party. If that's the case, one.
Okay.
Because that you're gonna incorporate all the negative that part of the party drags the rest down. There are some good and there are some that the rest of the party drags down into the negative.
Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. Now, the next one is the Democratic Party.
Yes.
From 0 to 10?
I give them a 10.
Okay. Now, Kamala Harris.
I give her a 10.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
No opinion.
Joe Biden.
I give him a 10.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next one, and we are halfway through. I know it's a long way up.
Halfway through.
But if
you got to speed it up. I got to sit down and eat. But
I will.
Come on.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
That was a question. I'm sorry.
Not a problem. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
A Democratic.
Okay. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for in 2020.
Yes.
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay. Thinking back the last 4 years, Would you say that your life has gotten much worse, it stayed the same, better, or much better?
It got much better. It got better.
Okay. Thinking about your network or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them, it's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them don't vote.
Okay. Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or events prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented the progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Allow me to read. Governor Kemp.
I say a 5. I mean, I'm really not sure. As far as the prisoner.
Okay. Now, Donald Trump.
0.
Supreme Court.
0.
President Biden.
I give him a 10.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
0.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
0.
White supremacists.
0.
Thank you. Now, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that the addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, and 5 means you are not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Allow me to read. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program. Hold on just a second. Saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month or internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
I said, save how much?
Do you want me to read it again, or
the
last
please.
Part?
Read it.
More than glad. Not a problem. More than glad. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia household benefits, saving $21.8 million monthly.
A 10.
Okay. I'm typing your responses. Just a second.
Okay.
Now, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010, provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid. Just a second. Now, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that... Just a second. Means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Yeah, that's a zero.
Okay. Now, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hiring accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
I really don't have a lot of opinion on that, but I would say that's about a seven.
Okay, thank you. We've made a stride towards building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
That's a five.
Okay. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth, 18 to 24, are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
That's a 10.
Thank you. We're almost done, and thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I say a 10.
Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or more, much more?
Yeah, it's about the same.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
When did you register to vote at your current address?
I'm registered. I've been registered for years.
Excuse me, 4 years, you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How did you register to vote?
I registered in person. went to my local voting precinct and registered.
Now, allow me to ask you, do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Three, bisexual? Or four, something else?
No, I'm male heterosexual.
Are you married, unmarried?
Yeah.
Living with
married.
A partner? Okay.
No, I'm
Are you the parent or the guardian of any children under age 18?
What? No.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I've already answered that.
Okay. We're almost done. Now, in politics today...
I'm done. Okay, I've answered enough. Thank you.
We're almost done. We're 93%.
I'm done. I'm not no personal information to answer the survey, just a voting survey. But I've answered enough. You should have enough information. Okay.
Hey, but you know what? If we complete this survey, you'll be removed from the list, so nobody will call you again in order to do this survey, and we're almost done.
No, next time I just won't answer. All right, thank you. Have a good evening. All right.
Okay, thank you so much. Goodbye.
All right. I just...